Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/watsonassistant.
Woo-hoo! Good Thursday morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Hope you're having a great week along the way. How you doing this morning, fellas? How are things?
Same.
Why? Oh. What do you mean?
Great energy.
Yep. Shut up. I'm at the crib, and, you know, it's the same thing, man, just waiting. Sitting here, waiting patiently, you know, checking it all out, just every day looking for new information. Obviously, I got some better information yesterday because the day before, it was reported that we would be on lockdown to July, and the individual misreported, then the LA Times picked it up, and then they misreported, and then yesterday the gentleman came out and apologized and said he kind of misspoke and he didn't really mean to say it that way.
Because it will continue to be modified, right?
Yeah, it will continue to be modified but not erased. No one ever said it was going to be erased. It was just going to be – it would just not even modified. It would continue to slowly open up but not erase because we're going to continue to have these issues for quite some time. But he went basically said – we're on lockdown till July, and when he said that, every news outlet, everything picked it up, and now all of a sudden everybody's panicking and going, oh, my God, we're going to be in for another 3 months. And he's like, well, hold on. Let's pump our brakes for a little bit. But, you know, that was good.
That was good.
It was good.
You know what's
funny? Was good.
I've got a little bit of a bounce in my step today because I got outside. I went and played around the golf, and it was so nice out yesterday. And they had a few beers out on the course. It was a good day just to have a little bit of that – normal feeling to get to go see some friends, get to go see some people out and about. It's just a nice little day and nice little reset button.
Well, I was a little bummed yesterday because I saw they canceled the Hollywood Bowl season.
Ah,
and I started thinking about all the shows that, you know, like I was going to see last year and just said, I'll see it next year. It keeps happening to me. I don't learn this lesson. You know, like this lesson of seeing things now and not putting them off keeps reappearing over and over again. I remember when I was a pop culture writer and I had a choice between seeing Luther Vandross and freaking Creed. And I went to go see Creed because my rationale was, well, I could see Luther when he comes back. And he came back. So now, like, I had like all these shows I was going to go see, and I was like, oh, I could catch them at the Hollywood Bowl. I could do this. I could do that. And now it's like, there's no Red Rock season. There's now no, you know, Hollywood Bowl season. And when this pandemic is finally subsided, there won't be a damn show I'm going to put off. I'm going to see every show I want to see the night that it comes through. I've learned my lesson.
Get out there and do what you got to do. Get out there and go have a good time because you don't know. Very true. And Key, like you said, man, I long ago have, I don't say long ago, but in the last at least few weeks, just this idea of whatever's coming next, I don't know, man. Anybody that tells you they know what's coming next, they don't know because it changes by the day, right? It just, what feels like 3 months, all of a sudden it's, no, it's not really 3 months. It just changes minute to minute, it seems.
No, it does. It and I just kind of, you know, just sit back and what I've learned to do since I've been sitting at home is train my mind to listen to one pretty much one source of information on a news outlet, because when I go back and forth to some of them, I have to tend to, I want to throw something at my television because it's just, you know, you go to one or two of them, man, they just, God, so negative. I don't know what it was last night. It was like ABC News or something. And I know they work with me and they're part of the family. But I had to, as soon as the dudes start talking, I had to turn the TV off. I'm like, I can't listen to this tonight. I
just you need a break.
Yeah, I can't do it. I cannot. Because I was watching the local ABC News, and then all of a sudden I went into the kitchen and it, you know, local was over, then the national deal came on and that guy's voice and then the way he was delivering the information, I was like, I'm not listening to this, you know, and I just click. Oh, no, I ain't going to ruin my night.
Nope. Have a good night. Have a good day. And apparently, Key, people want to fight you. Apparently on Fight Island, you are a popular choice because they think that they can, I don't know if it's like a rope-a-dope strategy, but they think as long as they can just elude you for a few minutes that you're going to punch yourself out or tire yourself out that but you were a popular choice.
But what makes them think that I'm a tire? I don't understand. Where is this notion I'm out of shape come from? I don't get that this Price, out of television. Shape stuff.
Pictures, television.
Pictures from where? Price, television. Pictures. What are they looking
watch
at?
You walk around.
I don't understand what they're looking at. Out of shape is a dude like Raj that acts as though he's in shape, gives you the illusion that he's in shape because he tells you he rode a bike. I mean, because what does that mean? I don't understand.
So you're not worried. You're fine. You think if you get into the – by the way, were the rules of Fight Island ever properly established? Are we talking boxing, MMA? Are we just talking about anything goes where hair pulling and biting and everything else?
I think it's just a scrap in the studio, man. Just a scrap in our studio space. Just get it on.
Travis, trust me.
I don't fight by rules.
Trust me, Trav.
Yeah.
I bet on myself with anybody in the studio. Just believe me. Anybody. I bet on myself. I'm not even worried about it.
You're the biggest person for sure.
I'm not even worried. It ain't even size I'm talking about. I'm talking about artful skill set. That's all I'm talking about.
Well, I don't know if we're going by the, you know, Marcus of Queensbury rules. I think it could be, you know, somebody could hit you over the head with a phone or something. If it's just going down in the studio.
Again, I think I got everything covered. If they want to go street fight, I got it covered.
But Keith, it goes beyond one round. We haven't seen pictures or videos of you on a treadmill in like 2 years since the marquee race.
You don't need to see pictures of that. That was a bit. Showing you on a treadmill was a bit.
So you up there working out, huh? Okay.
I do what I need to do to I promise you can't outrun me and you do it every day. How many miles you want to go?
One is probably enough. One's good.
You tell me how many miles you want to go right now, and I'll hire a film crew and they'll film me and you running.
All right. Well, let's skip this around a little bit. I mean, I'm kind of interested to see who can win in that race because I know that you'd probably kill yourself trying, Key. But Raj is pretty fit.
Again, yeah. Travis, you tell me what you want me and Raj to compete in, and I'll compete with him. And I'll come out on top, I promise you. If it's lifting weights, who can lift the most? If it's jumping the highest, if it's running the longest, you tell me.
I don't know about that running the longest.
Only thing I can't do is I can't outswim him, because that's for y'all to think about. Y'all take care of that. But as far again, LZ.
I don't know.
Whatever you want to do, if it's running, lifting, jumping, jogging, whatever you want, I put my money on me. Now, I'll end the conversation there, including you. If you want to get in it, we'll put you in it, too.
I'm pretty sure you don't want to run with me.
Again, if you want to do it, let's do it. This ain't a bit. This is reality I'm talking about.
LZ, you were a pick that people did not want to mess with in the Fight Island because, you're a pretty fit guy as well. You're a big guy. And I think everybody came to the same conclusion that you would fight incredibly dirty and do something terrible to somebody else.
Oh, God, yes. I'm going for your eyeballs. All this polite fighting and stuff. I don't polite fight. I've never been a polite fighter. Never.
Even
growing up in school, I would grab a handful of gravel and throw it at you and then run at you and charge you.
Travis.
Always been like that.
The one thing that you need to understand, don't get caught up in the illusion of posting pictures and workouts and doing those sort of things and telling everybody every day that you work out. That's what people do. Oh, I'm lifting. Look at my arms. Look at my back.
A second. Hold on.
Don't get fooled.
LZ's in good shape, Keith. That's not an
don't
illusion.
Get fooled by the appearance. That's all I'm going
to
tell you.
I sit right next to him every day for the last 2 years.
Don't get fooled by the illusion. That's all I'm telling you.
I don't need to puff up. I'm very comfortable with my fitness level. But as far as the fighting goes, they are 100% correct in their assessment. I'm a dirty fighter. I kick, I bite, I scratch, I punch. I look for weapons. I create weapons. I'll tell you I'm done, and then I'll turn back around and hit you again. I am a dirty fighter. They are correct about that, and I'm not ashamed to say it.
Look, whatever happens in this fight.
What you do is you protect yourself. It's not dirty. You protect yourself.
whatever happens in these fights, whatever we finally end up decide on who's going to fight who, I'm just going to be Bob Arum in this deal, and I'm just going to take a cut off the top of whatever it is you guys decide to get done. Because yeah, I'm not getting in there.
I want to challenge Raj and LZ in something, though. I want to challenge them in something.
All right, let's come up with it.
Come up with something. Come up with something.
You challenge us every damn day already.
Come up with something. I want the listeners to come up with something that they want to see.
All right, so let's do this. If you've got a phone idea, if you've got an idea, give us a call. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. You can send it in on social as well. We'll come up with a challenge between Key and the two fit guys in the studio. Chris and I will watch from a distance. We'll cheer you guys on, and we'll take a cut off the top. Major League Baseball already had somebody stick their foot way down their throat when it comes to the negotiation about when to get back to work. We'll get into that next on the morning show on 710 ESPN. I'm excited to see what we come up with as far as the contest goes. Whatever fitness contest that we're ultimately going to come up with for Key to compete against LZ and or Raj. Raj and LZ are the two, by far the two fittest guys on our show, but Key, you said it doesn't matter. You have no input on the format. You don't care what it is at all.
Because a dude got a few cuts, that makes him fit.
Well, it certainly is a good indicator. Yes,
it's a good start.
That doesn't mean because you do 10 push-ups in your driveway before you go to bed.
Why would you go to the driveway before you go to bed?
I guarantee you, dog. I'm one with a whole lot of confidence, but I'm a bet on myself. I guarantee you. Outside of swimming, I'm not worried about either one of them.
I'm thinking that some sort of running race distance, not necessarily short line speed, because you're going to win in that.
I'm talking about distance. We can go however long you want to go, however until they fall, because I'm not going to fall.
Would you like to propose a distance at this point?
I don't think over a mile is necessary, personally.
Exactly. I'm not worried about over a mile.
So we're going to go to a...
I'm very comfortable over a mile.
I don't think Keyshawn is comfortable over a mile.
I am super confident over a mile. Beyond. So I have wages on mine.
You want to do two? Do a two-mile distance?
Whatever they want to do, Travis, I'm with
you. Let's do a 5K.
Whatever you want to do.
5K is three miles.
Whatever you want to do. Just remember, don't... Don't forget about it. That's what we're going to do.
Do you need any prep time? Do you need prep time?
Don't worry about what I need.
Do you want to go do it this afternoon? Do you want to do it later today? Do you want to do it a month from now? I mean, I'm giving you some.
Oh, you want to do virtual?
No. Well, I mean, we can do virtual or we can wait till we all get back together. This is what we're trying to establish.
I'd rather, to be honest with you, I'd rather do it when we all back together, because knowing Raj, he going to speed up the film. He'll do something real quick. So I want him side by side so I can lap him.
So once we get the green light, once we can all come back to the studio, once we can all go to a local high school or college and get on the track, we got to get social media out there to record this stuff. We got to get all this ready to go. I think we got an idea. We got a plan.
Yeah, we can do it on the track. We can do it through a neighborhood.
About the dust off that treadmill, just like before the marquee race.
Don't worry. Here's the problem. Before we move on to Major League Baseball putting their foot in their mouth.
Yes.
Whether I dust off a treadmill, don't dust off a treadmill, why are you worried now?
Oh, I'm not worried. I just know you. Even if I did it
a week before, like I did the marquee race
a week before
when I really got serious. It was a week before. I might have showed you some videos having some fun, but it was a week before. Don't worry about when I get ready.
Ain't seen them videos since.
Just know you don't have a chance. That's all I want you to know. It's just like, I don't want to say that, but I am going to say it. It's just like Michael Jordan coming from baseball, man, to basketball. You can't win, period. You're not going to win no matter what I've been doing.
Shaq did get it once.
Again, you can't win. He dropped 50 in the garden. It doesn't matter. You're not going to win.
I can't wait. I absolutely can't wait. All right, so We saw Arizona open the other day. Florida is now open as well. The governor of Florida says that they're ready for pro sports. So this is at least one of the hurdles, one of many that you got to get through as far as location goes. Now that Florida is open, the Disney World proposal for the NBA is on the table, and the two site for Major League Baseball. Of course, Arizona's got spring training. Florida's got spring training. We've got that to go. Baseball, when it comes down to it, we already knew it's headed towards a confrontation over money. Blake Snell, who is a fantastic pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays, says that if it's a 50-50 revenue split, he doesn't want to play. Quote, y'all got to understand, man, for me to go, for me to take a pay cut is not happening because the risk is through the roof. It's a shorter season, less pay. No, I got to get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine, okay? And that's just the way it is for me. I'm sorry you guys think differently, but the risk is way the hell higher, and the amount of money I'm making is way lower. Why would I think about doing that? Let me just stop right there and put this in there and let you guys react to this. On my phone, an alert just came across that 35 million people have filed for unemployment in this country. And he's arguing about the money. I'm not saying he doesn't have a good point. I'm saying they need to get this blank off of the front page of ESPN and into some back room, because this is about as bad a look as you're going to have.
Well, I mean, if he feels that he doesn't want to play because he's not going to make the money that he needs to make, I think Major League Baseball is going to move on without him. I think that is what's going to happen. He's not going to hold up all the other Major League Baseball players that do want to play. I feel for you when you want to get your money. There's no question about it. But much like you just said, Travis, it's 35 million people filed for unemployment. I don't even know what that looked like. What does that look like?
It's, you know, unfathomable.
Like, what is that? 35 million people don't have jobs right now.
It's so, the entire state of California, basically. It's, that, 35 million people is about how many people live in California.
And sometimes they speak out of emotion. I get it. You're mad right now because you think the owners are trying to pull a fast one on you. And you may not have all of the information that you need to make a decision when you're talking in front of a television or a microphone or whomever's interviewing you. I get it. I understand. But at the end of the day, his ass gonna play baseball if they all play. So, you know, just know that. If the baseball league gets back to action, Major League Baseball, and the players are playing, he's going to play.
I don't know if he is or not.
Okay. Well, I do.
Well, I don't, but I will say this, that the optics look horrible. And the fact that he felt so comfortable sharing how he felt in a public forum like this tells me that baseball needs to find a quicker way to getting to herd in some of this cattle so they can have a more unified message about finding a solution. He's right. He's taking a risk. But you know who else is taking a risk? The person that's cashing you out at the local Costco or Ralph's or whatever grocery store you go to, or the food delivery driver. Anyone who's involved right now in helping to reset the economy is taking a risk. So I can appreciate Blake Snell's concerns, but he's not the only person out there taking risks to go back out there.
Well, here's the rub, too, when it comes to the baseball union, that unlike some of the other ones, these guys don't go in shifts and in parts. If they decide not to go, none of them go. It's not going to be that Blake Snell decides to hang back, or Clayton Kershaw or Mike Trout or any of these other guys that have voiced objections at different point along the line. That when the union decides that they are or not going to do something, they do it collectively. They are incredibly steadfast in their membership, that they do not break ranks, and the very small percentage of guys that do are cut out forever, and they're just completely excommunicated from the Major League Baseball players community. And you just, if you get enough guys like Blake Snell saying they don't want to do it, they're not going to do it.
Well, I don't think you're going to get enough guys saying that, though, Travis. You got to understand there's a handful of guys that make a ton of money. Then there's other guys that don't make any money that has to support them and their families. That's what people don't seem to understand when they start talking about. God, they think every athlete make 200, 300 million. That's not true. That's not true. And that those decisions are factored in. When guys say, oh, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that, okay, well, then those owners are going to say, never mind, we'll go get Travis Rogers to throw. Mm-hmm. That's just what it is.
That'd be a bad idea.
That's what it is.
Well, that seems like some legal problems too. Like you can't just dismiss someone because they don't feel.
I don't know what the legal Smeagol Beagle stuff is with all that. I don't care about that. I know if the Major League Baseball Union decides to play and the individual decides he doesn't want to play, they're going to move on without him. They're not going to stop play because a handful of guys decide they're not going to play because they're not getting the proper share. It's not going to happen.
Make it about the safety. If you don't want, even if it's about the money, focus on the look. Until we get X, Y, and Z squared away from a safety perspective, then I don't want to go back and play because I think it's too big of a risk to assume for me and my family. Everybody would assume that that's reasonable. Well, now it is.
It's too late.
Now it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely, it's too late.
And that's what I meant to him in terms of the players' union need to herd this cattle so they can have a uniform message.
It's too late.
Okay. It's okay to have dissension. And you can let Blake Snell be the only player who's out there characterizing in this way. I believe right out the gate, Clayton Kershaw talked about his family. That's a little bit more reasonable. But to Travis's point, if you have concerns that are like not becoming in terms of a decent person, funnel it through a decent argument and still masquerade it, if you will. I don't have a problem with that because I think Blake Snell's discussion is a legitimate one. He is putting his life at risk, and even if he were to recover from coronavirus, what we know now is that it impacts the lungs in a negative way, which could harm his career. So I understand his concern.
I don't think that they're going to put anybody on the field, the diamond, the court, or anywhere else without it getting medically cleared, man.
No,
I'm real here.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm 100% serious. Yes, I am. I'm 100% clear. They're not going to start sports back without getting medically cleared.
Guys, hold on a second. Let's continue this conversation. There's some good stuff here about whether or not that hurdle is the first and only hurdle that needs to get played about making sure that there is no risk. We'll do that next. That's coming up on The Morning Show on 710 ESPN.
GEICO has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
You can't win.
we'll see. We will see. We'll see.
I don't remember that.
We'll get it together.
I'm gonna say again, Travis.
Yeah.
Don't let them get your money taken from you.
Did you sign off on the 5K distance? Have we nailed that down? Is that what we're doing?
Whatever they want to do. Y'all can't win.
2 or 3 miles. I think so, 2 or 3 is good.
Five K is three. You can't go three, Raj?
Yeah, I can go three, but I don't think you need to go three. Like I think it'll be decided before that.
Here's the deal. Let me say this. Why in the hell are you worried about what I need to do?
Because I don't think that long of a distance is needed to show that you're not in shape. That's all I'm saying.
Again, why are you? Why are you using excuses to bow out?
So why don't you just say,
okay, that's cool, 3 miles, that's what we're gonna do. Why are you trying to use excuses?
Let's sign off.
You don't sound confident. You don't sound confident.
Let's sign off on the 5K.
That's fine.
Keys in, LZ, you suggested a 5K, so it sounds like you're in on there. And Raj, you're good at that distance?
Well, I am fine at any distance over a mile to show Keyshawn is not in shape.
Good. That's great. Let's go.
All right, so we got a 5K set up. Now we just need a location and a date, and we're off and running.
And you notice the theme here, which proves my point. Keyshawn wants it at a later date so he can get in shape. The point is you are not in shape right now.
Nobody don't want it at a later date. I want you by me. I don't want to be doing it no virtual.
You want to humiliate him in person.
Exactly.
The beaches are open. We can do it today.
Exactly. Come on. LZ's in Arizona.
I want our social media team. I want everybody down there to document this for posterity. We're so scared.
Wait, no, Travis, before you move on. He's so worried. He's talking about I need time. Are you afraid that if I'm out of shape, like you claim, that I'm going to get in shape? Are you scared of that?
It's like the Marcellus race.
Are you are you scared of that? I didn't ask you.
No.
You sound like a politician trying to answer questions. It's a yes or no, sir. It's a yes or a no, sir.
Key, can you run 3 miles today?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Just jogged 2 miles 2 days ago. So, yes.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, well, I mean, that's on you. You feel that way.
We're going to get it done. I'm excited.
You sit up with your 135 on a barbell, showing it, thinking that everybody going, oh, he's in shape. And if you want to, and if you, as much as you come in every day talking about your weightlifting, we can put that in the challenge too.
What do you want to do, like the battle of the network stars? And
we can do that. We can do that too.
The trick is, Travis, is that what you need to do is actually have the 35 plates, because unless you're really looking close, you can't tell if it's 35 or 45. You don't get the pictures.
The illusion. You got to understand what you're dealing with when you're dealing with Raj, okay? You got to understand that.
If we're bringing it out to like a Battle of the Network Stars format, then I want to.
Walk like an athlete. Come on, man, stop.
I can't win any of the endurance stuff, but if it comes down to throwing things and hitting things and skill things, I got a chance at that stuff. I'm not going to outrun anybody, but if it comes down to games of skill, I got a chance. So we may need to renegotiate this thing.
All I'm going to say, Travis, is you don't get a body like mine not working out and being not working out. Okay, you've seen me with the shirt off.
I'll give you
the
credit.
The only thing you lifted is a shot glass. You sit up and do a bunch of crunches. You, much like everybody else, them dudes that walk around the gym, they walk around swole, big. You tell them to go run a mile, they're going to fall out. That's just the reality of it. Just because you're in the gym lifting weights don't mean you're in shape. I'm just being honest with you.
All right,
let's go.
There's cosmetic muscle, and then there's actual muscle. That is very, very true.
I get it. Okay, political pundit. We're moving on. Can't win.
I can't remember that.
LZ coming with that. There's actually physics that tell me I don't want to hear that. Man, let's move on.
No, but he was saying the same thing you're saying.
LZ explained it, it just wasn't going in the right direction. So let's just move on.
LZ, you said a minute ago we were talking about Blake Snell, who said he does not want to play the Major League Baseball season that they're trying to put together because it's not worth it. That the risk that they're asking him to assume at a 50-50 revenue split is not going to happen. Quote, I've got to get mine. I've got to get my money. It's a bad look. The point is a decent one, but it's an incredibly bad look. But I agree with Key in what he said, that I don't think they're going to send anybody out there in an environment that they don't assume is as safe as possible. You disagree?
I disagree, because here in the great state of Arizona, there's a conflict between what the science is saying and what leadership is doing, and leadership at the top being the governor. You know, he's opened up the state, and, you know, the people that I've spoken to, as you guys know, I'm very well plugged into the business community here in the area. And some of those civic leaders are very concerned that people are going to be too lax with it, and that we are not having enough testing, and that we don't have a good handle on the numbers and the increased cases. But we've opened up despite not having this information. So I'm not convinced that everyone who owns a baseball team is going to be science driven as much as they're going to be money driven. And because the owners aren't necessarily the ones who are going to be exposed, I totally understand what he's talking about. But again, I will say that given the landscape, the backdrop of having as many unemployed Americans as we had during the Great Depression, that's not how you want to approach this conversation, with money first. Because even if you were only getting 25% of your salary, there's 30 million Americans that will take that in our heartbeat. And so when you know that, you have to be real careful, because you don't want to come out of this thing looking like an ass. And right now, when this is all said and done, he's going to be the face of greed. And I know he didn't want to be the face of greed, but his comments is making him the face of greed in baseball.
Well, here's what I would say to the great state of Arizona. Nobody's listening to the governor when it comes to someone's health. Okay? Not professional sports leagues. They're not listening to that. They're going to convey with their doctors. They're going to listen to the doctors, the medical experts. When the governors can open up all they want. But when it comes to these sports teams and these leagues and this liability on top of that, they're not listening to political people. They're listening to the doctors. They're listening to the medical staff. That's why when things are opening up, the medical people are telling them, hey, you're allowed to go back into these basketball arenas and practice in your facilities if you choose to do so. Here's what you got to do, because this is what the medical experts are telling them. Do this, do this, do that. We want X amount of percentage. We only want certain amount of players at a time. We don't want 5-on-5. We only want one guy shooting at a time. They need to retrieve their own balls. This isn't coming from the governors. This is coming from medical experts. So the whole thing about political people driving it means nothing in the world of sports.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm sure that would be nice if it was all true. I personally don't believe it's true. And I also know a number of people, civic leaders, who also have concerns about if they have the same mission statement.
It'll be
medical is different than political. You know that, LZ. The medical people you're listening to, you're not listening to some damn governor.
Well, they got to get a green light from the governor to start,
the
and then they
has got to give the green light.
But they've got it already. But they've got it already.
It, they got the green light, but the health people aren't letting them.
Once they get a certain level of testing, it's going to be very hard to make the argument that it's about the safety as opposed to it's about the money. And this is why football and basketball, nobody's talking about this. Football and basketball is strictly a logistical conversation. Is when can we get in? What's it going to look like? What are the new rules going to be? Where are we going to play these games? There is not a single whisper about negotiating the money, whereas – and not that there probably aren't financial conversations going on, but at least they've kept them relatively quiet. Baseball, the second that proposal was made, everyone went, uh-oh, get ready for a war over money. It's just a terrible, terrible look.
Well, when you have Scott Boras saying what he's saying, you know, he's a powerful sports agent who wants to enforce his influence on the outcome of Major League Baseball, much like he does on the negotiating table. So he started that by saying things, and others followed. You know, Clayton Kershaw came out and said that he wanted to be with his family. He doesn't want to be isolated away from them, which is totally different. He didn't say, I want my money, and I'm not going because I'm not getting my money. He's talking about his family, which is way different than money. No conversation about money's come up in Clayton Kershaw's conversation at all. It's been about his family. So you certainly can respect that given everything that we've gone through thus far. 30-plus million people unemployed. I mean, it's kind of, you know. And look, at the end of the day, Blake Snell will come back out in a couple of days, and he'll say, well, I didn't really mean it that way. I was a little frustrated. I'm getting tired. He'll come out with something to clean it up. You watch.
I wouldn't doubt that for a second. Key one, the TV Moms Draft. The TV Dads Draft is next. That's on the morning show on 710 ESPN. So, Key, you caught up to LZ with our latest snake draft.
Hold on real quick. Keep talking. Go ahead, because I got to let my dogs out. Just talk.
So you caught up to LZ with our latest snake draft with the TV Moms. That gives you 3 wins. LZ also has 3 wins, and then I am just narrowly behind with 2 wins. It's an opportunity for me to catch up to you other 2 guys. Today is TV Dads on the Snake Draft.
It is amazing, though. This is good topics to come up with, but being able to get 50% of the vote is always a plus. LZ had 11%, and you were in the 30s. But it's good, and TV Dads is amazing. I think I'm going to win this one again. I'm tied with LZ. I caught him. And I will pass him.
All right. Well, we'll see. Raj, what's our order for today?
Well, guys, yes, TV Dads today. And this time we'll have LZ leading off.
Cut.
Keyshawn will be second in the middle. And Travis, you will be in the end. You'll have double picks because you know what it is.
It's a snake draft.
That's right. So, LZ, why don't you lead us off with your favorite/best TV dads?
I am going to start with the dad that I wish was my dad growing up. Well, actually, I was kind of grown already, but I still wanted him to be my dad when I was a kid. And that is Uncle Phil from the
first. Oh, God.
Yeah, God bless you, man. Yeah, good one.
That's a good choice. I got to scratch him off my list.
Hopefully. Even though he's Uncle Phil, he is a father, of course, and that's a great dad to have. Keyshawn, you're second there. Who is your best favorite TV dad?
Well, I mean, I can go a lot of different ways, but I'm going to go with this one. I think when you look at when, how he took Uncle Phil, and I'm going to have to go with Family Matters and Carl Winslow. Chicago police detective. I think he was a detective, right?
He was a. I think he was just a cop.
He was a regular cop. Uniform.
Yeah, regular cop.
He had a uniform.
It was just a sequel to Die Hard. That's all.
Okay, you tried that one, Mrs. Cunningham. Crack a joke about my picks, and you only had 11% of the vote. A lot of people saw Family Matters over the years. It's just, you know, it's one of the you grew up. It grew up basically in front of your eyes.
Okay. All right. So, Travis, that leads us to you, and you'll have two picks. You know why?
It's a snake draft.
You could take Dan Carnell. It's okay. Connor.
Well, he's on the list. He's on the the board. He's on the big board. I might take him. We'll see. I'm going to take the longest running television dad in history, who has been on TV as a dad for longer than anyone else. I'm going to take Homer Simpson.
Solid.
With my first pick, a 32 years and running as a TV dad. He's funny. He's crazy. He drinks a lot. He loves his
Marge
kids.
As well. You took Marge as well, right?
I did.
So you're just going to have animated parents. That worked out for you.
Okay. All right. I did fine, Key. My picks might not win, but they're the best picks. I firmly believe that. So I'm going to go with my next one here. I'm going to go with Mr. Drummond from Different Strokes. Ooh. I'm going to go with Philip Drummond from Different Strokes because he had his own family, and then he made his family even larger by bringing a couple of kids into his home. What is more fatherly than that? So,
LZ? Yeah.
Mr. Drummond.
Say LZ?
I got nothing to say.
I thought you were going to say that. They go save us again.
That's going to bring us, Keyshawn, that'll bring us back to you for your second pick. Who are you taking as your best TV dad?
You know, I feel like this one is an interesting pick, but it's necessary. All right. And there's those of us out there that remember this. And then for the millennial people, they really don't remember, but they've heard a lot about it. Happens to be an African-American with a son. Who Elizabeth, they eventually have got to go see. And I'm going to grab Fred Sanford from Sanford and Son.
Oh, I was hoping he went. Love it.
You know, he just, I got to go see Elizabeth, huh? And Grady and the whole crew. That's just,
Okay. All right. Sanford and Son goes off the board, or Sanford does. That brings us to you, LZ, and you have two picks because you know what this is.
It's a snake draft.
It is a snake draft. All right. So I am going to go with Al Bundy from Married with Children.
Ooh, love it.
We do know that he was a dad. He didn't like his kids, but nonetheless, he was still a dad.
It makes him authentic.
Second set of TV parents that went off because, of course, Peggy, I believe, went yesterday.
Key.
Or 2 days ago. Yep, all right.
And then for my second pick, I'm going to go with the dad that inspired me to move on up. If you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the great George Jefferson.
Yes. And the dance. You get the dance as well.
I get the dance and everything. And I get to, like, walk on people's backs.
Yeah.
All right. Walk over your back.
So you got a rich brother. You got Uncle Phil who had money, and you had George Jefferson.
Yeah, we ain't doing that poverty this round.
No, you're not doing that. Okay. No. All right, Key, that brings us to you for your third pick here. Who you going with, man?
You know, this again, this is long, long time ago, but it's interesting because I love the show, and even if it would come, if I find it every now and then on one of TV lands or one of them shows, I'll always stop and watch it. Herman Munster in the Munsters.
You know,
ask Lily. That's his girl, the wife. Uh-huh. Did you ever watch the Munsters?
I was more of an Addams Family guy than a Munsters guy. I watched both of them, but the Munsters never hit me right.
Right? Yeah, the Munsters was cool, though, man. Driving that car, jump out, the big old high shoes on. And Frankenstein is in the amusement parks walking around at Universal.
That is true. That is true. All right, Travis, this brings us to you. You got your final two picks because you know what it is.
It's a snake draft.
So Key had one of the guys on my board, and I am going to do it, Key. I'm going straight into it. I'm going with Dan Connor from Roseanne, John okay. Goodman's character. I'm going to take him because he was always working hard, trying to find a way to make ends meet along with the rest of the family. So Dan Connor, John Goodman, is on my list. And then I'm going to take another set that I had. You know, I have the Simpsons. I have Marge and Homer. I'm going to take Mike Brady, Mr. Brady.
Nice. That might steal it.
He had the little office downstairs. He always had the words of advice for his boys. He's got the perm. He's got the cool cars. So Mr. Brady is my last choice.
Okay, so Mike Brady. So Dan Connor will drive the General Lee. Roseanne will be a passenger.
And Mr. I didn't take Roseanne. You keep giving me Roseanne.
And Mr. Drummond will finance the everything. Got it.
All right, Key, what's your final pick here to wrap your team up?
Final pick here to wrap everything up. I don't know if you guys remember. Well, I know you do, Travis and LZ. Raj may not. But there's a guy in here. Well, actually, two guys in this particular television series that had long-standing careers. And one of them is still cooking to this day, producing and directing and creating. How about Andy Taylor from The Andy Griffin Show? You go back and you look at where things in Mayberry has gone, where all of a sudden you look at Don Knotts, who had a amazing career.
Mr. Furley post
the Andy Griffin Show. And then for so many years, old Opie just been rolling, producing and doing all sorts of things as an adult. So taking Andy Taylor from the Andy Griffin Show, which will blow everybody out the box.
All right, that was the
Middle America by storm.
All right, that leaves us to LZ and his final pick here. Who are you going to wrap up your team with, LZ?
Oh man, this is hard because there's a lot of good choices out here. A lot of good choices. I was going to go with Cliff Huxtable, but I don't want to deal with the blowback.
It's too much.
This is based on his career as a television.
Then you
dad,
pick him,
not,
man. Then you
not
pick him.
As a. Why
yeah,
did I pick
exactly.
him? Why didn't I pick him?
Yeah.
Because my security team, when we did our
background check.
And our background checks, they took him off the board because there's a lot of sketchiness that went on in his television career.
But all right, this time you go in a different direction.
All right, LZ, who's your final pick?
I think I'm going to go with President Bartlett from West Wing.
Oh, yeah, you just lost.
Boy, you're trying to just throw the thing. Yeah, you're trying to lose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
That general manager lasts for about a year. They've had to blow him out.
You're always trying to get too cute. Well, he does have 3 wins. All right, so that'll wrap it up. LZ's team, Uncle Phil from obviously The Fresh Prince, Al Bundy, you know where he is, George Jefferson, he's coming on up, and then West Wing father. What's his name again?
President Bartlett.
Okay. President Bartlett and Key's team, the father from Family Matters. You obviously seen him in police uniform. Fred Sanford. I'm coming, Elizabeth. Herman Munster from The Munsters. And then Andy Taylor. You got to go way back for that one. And then finally, Travis with Homer Simpson. He's going to pair up the animation parents. I don't know if he's a good dad, but he is a fun dad. Mr. Drummond from Different Strokes. And then you're going to go Roseanne, Dan Connor. And then finally, Mike Brady. Everyone loves the Brady Bunch. Mike, so good luck, gentlemen. Of course, the victories are LZ with 3, Keyshawn with 3, and good luck, Travis. You have 2.
The Rams' new uniforms dropped yesterday, and one of the most iconic Rams of all was, we'll tell you who it was next on the Morning Show on 710 ESPN.